स्पाइस रेडियो और रेडियो रमजम सुन रहे हैं। गपशप का प्रोग्राम है। हमारी घड़ियों में बाद दोपहर के 2:06 हुआ चाहते हैं। अब से लेकर 3 बजे तक आपका हमारा साथ रहेगा हमारे आज के इस कार्यक्रम में, जिसका नाम बड़े प्यार से हमने गपशप रखा है, क्योंकि इसमें वो सभी बातें जो आज आपकी नजरों में अटकेंगी,
खटकेंगी
और दिल में समाएंगी, उन सबको लेकर हम हाजिर है। ये बताते हुए कि अप्रैल महीने की 9 तारीख है और आज हमारे साथ नफीसा मेरे लिए हैं। नफीसा, मोस्ट वेलकम इन आवर प्रोग्राम। हाउ आर यू डूइंग?
आई एम डूइंग ग्रेट सुषमा जी।
फैंटास्टिक टू हैव यू। Last week was the first Tuesday, but you said to me, Sushma, remember, I'm not going to be here. So, mere ko tum agle din le lo. So I said, okay. And anyway, it works out.
Tomorrow is Eid.
Yes, that's right. It works out really well for you. So now this Eid must be, now this is Eid al-Fitr.
Yes.
They were hoping to see the crescent moon yesterday, but they couldn't.
No. We didn't have good weather. The skies were cloudy.
So are they going to be able to see the chand?
They might, but I think regardless, it's going to be tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a special Eid program.
Okay.
Tomorrow between 3 and 6 on Radio Rimjim.
Okay.
And 9 to 11, beautiful music and messages from all our sponsors. From 9 to 11, both on Spice Radio and Radio Rimjim.
Oh, that's phenomenal. That's really good.
Yeah, we'll have lovely music. And we've found some really nice music for Eid this time.
Yes.
And we're going to be playing that. My most favorite, you must have an Eid favorite song.
We have one that has come from the two guys, Salim and
Suleiman. Yes. Yeah. we played Tujum.
Yes, I've heard that one, yeah.
Yes, we play that for sure. But my most favorite is Mehdi Hassan's.
Oh, okay.
Eid ka din hai, gale aaj to... Mille,
I gotta listen in now.
It is a beautiful song. In fact, during our program, I'll find that song and we'll play a little bit of that.
All right.
So, I've been getting little messages from the province of British Columbia saying, go and get your COVID booster. I am not getting it.
So, Sushmaji, I won't put you in the denying category or whatever. I don't blame you. I think we're all sort of exhausted.
Yes.
But I think they have based this on NACI's recommendations.
Okay.
So NACI is the regulatory body for immunization.
Okay.
So it's recommended that people consider the COVID-19 XBB 1.5, which is the new, variation, 6 months following the last dose.
So... lot of problems because of COVID or because of the vaccines.
Yes.
I'm not going to say it's because of the vaccine alone. COVID itself was a awful, awful disease for people to acquire. And the vaccine hasn't helped. There are many people that have the same symptoms in my age group. So my age group is 65 and over.
Yes.
And a lot of itch on the body. And then lot of coughing and brain fog.
So that's what they term. It's coined as long-term COVID.
COVID, okay.
Right? So you at some point had COVID and those are the consequences of that.
Mm-hmm.
But as you know, there are consequences even to the vaccine.
That's right.
And there's consequences to getting COVID.
Right.
But I think we're, Sushmaji, if I can say this, we're getting at a point where the virus is getting weaker and weaker and weaker, right? That's why we're able to do all the things that we normally can do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just we still have to be mindful.
Yes.
I personally, have to really think before taking another dose.
Mm.
But I did take it 3 months back, so right. I'm not even eligible. But the minimum gap is 3 months.
Yeah.
And then, they're recommending anybody over the age of 65 to consider it. So that would be your age group.
Yes, my God. 65 plus 10 years, 75 plus 3 years.
No, 70. We won't count, Sushmaji. It's just a number.
In my head, it certainly is a number. I used to invert my numbers when I was 48 years old or 80, 43 years old. I used to say 34.
Yeah.
43 ke badle. I can't even do that. It's 78. I would say 87.
I think you could still do it.
Yeah. So, people, if they're getting a letter or in a reminder from your health department, it's up to you to get a booster or no?
It is entirely up to the individual. I would consider the booster in some cases where if the person has some immunocompromising conditions, for instance, or if they're traveling, right? I mean, those are the only... Because you have to still remember, right, that we don't know how it is in other parts of the world, right?
Right.
The state of COVID there.
Well, you've brought a very good point, because when you go into any doctor's office or any specialist's office or to the hospital, you still have to wear a mask.
Yes, yes. That's the only place where you have to
stay. And when you come to a pharmacist's place, do you wear a mask?
No.
No.
No. It's only for doctor's office settings.
Mm-hmm.
We can require it, but we don't.
Yeah.
However, what we do is if we feel that someone is not well, we do have a box of masks, and we just let them have it, right?
Okay, yeah. That's good. Now, this month and our community, we're going to be talking a lot about arthritis and diabetes.
Yes.
Now, is there a correlation between those two?
You always ask me difficult questions, but when you look at arthritis and you look at an arthritis like rheumatoid arthritis,
right,
it's deemed to be an autoimmune disease, right?
Rheumatoid.
Yes, rheumatoid.
Yes.
If you look at type 1 diabetes,
yes,
not type 2,
no,
it's also autoimmune.
Oh, so there is
a... There is a little bit of... similarities there.
A little bit of a
that something is triggered.
Right.
Triggering that particular disease.
Right. So people that have diabetes, are they prone to getting arthritis as well?
No.
No. No. So that is not connected.
That's not connected.
Okay.
No.
So there is no correlation that way.
Yeah. Okay. But they can... They're subject to a host of other things which we'll talk about.
Yes, so that's going to be our topic today.
Yes.
All right. Before we get into the heavy-duty topic, this is the month. It's called Sikh Heritage Month, because on this coming Saturday, we'll be celebrating Vaisakhi, the real day of Vaisakhi, the 13th of April. It's also a day when my nephew was born, and I remember on that particular day in 1994, so he's turning 30 this year, I was in India, and he was born, and I was in Chandigarh, I remember, and I got a call saying Ketan is born, so a happy birthday to him too. So 13th is going to be the Vancouver Vaisakhi that we will be celebrating in a big way, and the 20th is going to be the Surrey Vaisakhi.
So, Sushmaji, do you remember how many people attended last year for Vancouver versus Surrey?
I think the Vancouver is reducing every year, but the Surrey one keeps increasing. Last year, there were quite a few people, and it went on for a long time. And so they, because they want such a huge track for their parade, that the parade takes close to about... 6, 7, 8, 9 hours to finish.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. So the parade starts at about 10 o'clock and doesn't end getting back to the Gurdwara Sahib until about 6, 7 o'clock in the evening.
Really? Because in the past, when I remember being on Main Street, and I remember the parade would cross around 1 something from that 49th corner.
Yes.
And then it would head down to the Ross Street.
Right. Well, it would go 49th, then down Fraser, and then down 57th on to Ross.
Yes.
That, by about 3 o'clock...
is done.
It's done.
Yeah.
But the route is very concise and very beautiful. The route in Surrey starts at 129th, comes up to 128th, then goes up to 124th, then goes all the way down to 76th.
Wow.
And then comes up 76 to 128th and then goes all the way down 128, the whole route from 76 to Pyle Business Center to Khalsa Center, and then past 84th Avenue onto 83rd, and then goes down to Dashmesh Gurdwara.
Wow.
So it does take.
It takes a long time.
It takes 9 hours.
Actually, to go to Surrey on the 20th, you want to kind of, if you're not going for the parade,
yes,
just stay away from the area.
Yes. Well, you cannot, after 7 o'clock, all the roads going to 128th and 124th are blocked. The police, they block it.
Yeah.
So for my staff, they had to be there by 7 o'clock to set up the stage and all that. And it would cost us close to about $5,000 to $7,000 to set up a stage and do.
Wow.
And then we used to have young kids come up and do their dramas and dancing. And then Dashmesh Darbar just put up stop to any of the dancing.
Oh, how
and
come?
Because it's not cultural as far as they're concerned. It's a very religious festival.
Oh, okay.
So it becomes very religious. So, you know, so that's, so it be. So
are you guys setting up a stage this time?
No, this is a 40th year to the genocide of the Sikhs in Delhi.
Oh.
After Mrs. Gandhi attacked the Golden Temple.
Wow.
So this is 40 years to that. So it's going to be like, you know, mayhem on 128. There's going to be so many people coming out there. And it's going to be one of the biggest parades that will take place in the Lower Mainland.
Wow.
I think it's the biggest in the world, if I'm not mistaken.
I kind of remember the number of 500,000 people last time.
Well, we as a community do like to exaggerate quite a bit.
Okay.
So, yes, there must be 500,000 people. So, Eid is going to be tomorrow, and we'll be playing a special program from 3 to 5 on Rimjim and from 9 to 11 on Spice and Radio Rimjim. So, we're going to be talking about diabetes.
And yeah. Today, you know, they can break their fast and eat to their heart's delight.
That's right.
It's the last night of Ramadan.
Okay.
And just before I even start, I want to wish every listener, happy Eid Mubarak.
Eid ul Fitr ka tyohar kal badi dhoom dham ke saath manaya jayega. People were hoping that they aaj Eid ho, lekin it's going to be tomorrow. So
yeah.
Our
thing is we eat jalebi and gathiya.
Jalebi and gathiya both. Ek tala hua, ek meetha.
Yes.
And then we wonder ki diabetes humko kya hoti hai.
That's right.
Actually, jalebis. Now, who makes the best jalebi in the Ismaili community?
In the Ismaili community, we have a lady. Her name is Zulaikha. She makes the best, but she's getting a bit older, so she doesn't take as many orders.
Really?
And I think we're losing some of our skills that, you
yeah.
know, there are certain women that know how to make the traditional stuff.
Yes.
And we're losing that in our,
yeah.
you know, it's not being passed on.
The sad part is that people who know how to make it probably don't have anybody to pass it on to.
Yes.
And if they do want to pass it on to someone, there's nobody to take it.
No.
And they don't want to give it to any aragera. You know,
no.
They'd rather give it to someone that they know who can do justice to it.
That's right.
So
That's
did you
right.
order any jalebis from Zulaikha then?
I haven't this year. I just thought I'd give her a break. I ordered them at non-peak times.
That's
when
right.
I feel like eating some,
yes.
I order it.
Yes, and then she makes it for you.
Yeah.
That's very nice. On Main Street, there is a Himalaya that makes jalebis. In Surrey, there are many places which make jalebi. The, I think on 120th, Jagga Sweets will be making, they put a stall
they,
up.
They
yeah.
do the fresh jalebis, right? They
yeah.
cook it right in front of you.
And you come and eat as
you
much
You know
as
the
one.
Difference, though,
yes.
is in the sweetness of the jalebi. Your
very
jalebis
sweet.
Are very sweet.
Not
like,
only
like,
very sweet... they are the jalebis that Ismailis eat are slightly yellowy in color,
yes, yeah.
and are a little khatta as well.
Yes.
Whereas the Punjabi jalebis are not khatti at all.
Yeah, they have. It's very sweet. So
very,
I find
very
them
sweet.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
Sometimes we've had different people cater, and then they come and make it. But we
yeah.
say, can you reduce the sugar?
Right. And I guess they can't because they dip it in sugar, right?
Yeah.
So. Diabetes and sugar and jalebis don't go together, my dear.
Yeah, well, unless they want their sensor and stuff to go crazy on them. Because that's a new thing. Everybody wears a sensor and uses their phone and it'll be at 16 for blood sugar. And it's going to be like, oh my God, what did I eat today?
Yeah, one jalebi.
Yes.
So Our community is predisposed to having diabetes.
Yes.
We have that gene.
Yes.
All of us have it.
Yeah.
And if we don't look after ourselves, we will become diabetic one day.
Yes. And I think it's really important to remember that, for instance, every 3 minutes, someone is diagnosed with diabetes.
Wow.
That's pretty staggering. More than 600 people per day. And the stats I'm going to give you, I'll be honest, we say that 11 million people have diabetes or pre-diabetes. But that number we've been using for a long time.
Yes.
That number is probably more around the 14 million mark. So we have a lot of people living with diabetes. Like I said, every 3 minutes someone is diagnosed. But I think what I want people to focus on is that, yes, we know that we're high risk as a community, being South Asians. We know that we have diabetes in our family. So what is our way that we should be watching, right? There's a term that they coined, pre-diabetes. So what is that? So pre-diabetes is when your A1C is still in range.
Okay.
So it's still below 7.
Right.
But it's higher than 6.
Ah.
So 6.1 to 7 is considered pre-diabetes.
6.1 to 7.
7.
Oh.
So in the past, they only said you have diabetes if you're over 7.
Okay.
But now they will tell you that you have pre-diabetes if you have a number above 6. But it's a warning sign.
And how can you, if you say for example, for argument's sake, you find out that your number is 6.2. Is there anything you can do to reduce it?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
So you just start watching what you eat at that point.
Mm.
You know, losing even like a little bit of weight will actually help reduce that down. So I think those are things that people, I don't think we're at a point where we just wait until we have diabetes. I think if a doctor tells us that we have pre-diabetes or if our numbers are in the 6.1 to 7 range, we need to take control. Now it's really in our hands. And we also know, and we can talk about it a bit later, is that type 2, especially when it's been recently diagnosed, we can reverse it.
Okay, that's good to know,
right?
That it can be reversed.
Yes, but the important thing is, Sushmaji, is we have to know about it right away. A lot of people live with type 2 diabetes.
And they don't know.
They don't
know. So what are the symptoms of pre-diabetes? So, what are the symptoms? Say, for example, I don't know, but, you know, lately, as an older person, I feel like I remember when I used to watch my mom when she would finish eating and she would say, chakuch meetha hai. And she would want to end her meal with something meetha. And I would say to her, why do you want to eat meetha? You know, we were not a family that ate meetha at all, right? So now I'm noticing myself as we finish my dinner, I think, meetha ka rakho. But I've never been a meetha person.
Yeah, I think it's just your taste buds changing, Sushmaji.
Getting old, get changed.
Yeah, I think I like something as well after.
Yeah, after you've
like
had
just
your
even
meal.
A small piece of chocolate
or
something to put in my mouth just so I feel, you know, sort of satisfied.
Right.
But I think, let's say, in your family, you had your mom and your sister with diabetes.
Right.
So then that puts you at risk. You are from a South Asian background. That puts you at risk right there. In fact, if you fill out a CAN risk tool, which is on the Diabetes Canada website.
Right.
All you have to tick off South Asian.
Yes.
Age.
Right.
And it'll put you at high risk right away.
Right away.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, then I will be on high risk.
Right, so I just, you know, I think the important thing is that we know that this is quite prevalent. And we know that undiagnosed diabetes.
Right.
And diabetes that goes on without you knowing for a very long time, it gets too late to
reverse.
Right. Because by then, remember we had talked about it in the past. What happens to that sugar, right? Like you pee it out, of course, you
right,
do that.
Right.
But eventually, you know, your body starts to accumulate like all this.
Right.
And then you start getting plaques and all those kinds of things that lead to problems. You start getting nerve damage because of the accumulations.
Nerve damage.
Right. And that, Sushma ji, then it doesn't become reversible, right?
Right.
You know when people that have had long-standing diabetes, they'll say that they always feel this tingling in their feet and, you know, their feet get really hot. Actually, my dad is one of those people. He cannot, like, handle, like, he feels his feet are getting really too hot.
Hot. Or,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that?
And he feels there's a burning sensation.
Okay. So if people who are listening to our program get that kind of a feeling, that means there is a possibility that they are they've got diabetes. I think this is yours.
Okay.
We've got a caller on line 4. Shall we take that?
Sure.
Line 4, can you put your radio down?
Yes.
There you go.
I just wanted to wish Happy Eid Mubarak.
Mubarak, so nice of you.
Thank you, Yalim.
Walali Mudan.
Hamid Nathani.
Oh, Mr. Nathani, thank you so very much.
Okay.
He's a
thank
friend.
You. Yes.
Thank you, Shishmaji.
Thank you.
Yes.
For bringing her today.
Sorry, what did you say?
Thank you for bringing her today.
Oh, thank you. I had to come here before you.
It's a very important show for me.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Okay. Lavisa, I want to take a very short commercial break.
Okay.
And then we want to come back and talk about diabetes. And I would like people to also call in.
Sure,
and
absolutely.
Ask questions if they've got about diabetes. I think it would be a very good idea if we can do that. Some sure. people want to talk about it, but they don't have the resources to do that.
Yes.
But Nafisa is here today, so if you have any questions, please feel free to call. Spice Radio or Radio Ramjim Sun Rhe Aap Kap Shop Ka Program Hai. And Nafisa is in the studios today and we're talking about diabetes.
Yes.
So Nafisa, now that we all know, and we've been talking about this for quite some time,
yes.
that our community has been in a position, it's high risk for diabetes, high risk for arthritis, high risk for high blood pressure.
Yes.
Kya ye sari bimariyan?
I knew that was coming. And you don't know what I was just thinking in my head. I was thinking about all the food that they're going to serve on the weekend, on this Saturday and next Saturday. And it's all going to be deep fried, made right in front of you, the aloo tikki and the jalebias and everything you want.
That's it. From 13th and the 20th, we're going to be eating all that.
So tomorrow is Eid, and then it's going to be a big celebration. Everybody's going to indulge. And
yes.
then on Saturday, the two Saturdays, yes. everybody's going to indulge again.
Again for Vaisakhi. There you go. So, uske baad aapke paas log aayenge.
That's right. No, seriously. On a more serious note,
yes.
I think we just have to remember that life is all about balance.
That's true.
Right?
We can have a jalebi once in a while.
Yeah, it's okay to
it's
do
okay,
that.
Yeah.
It's just we can't do it every day.
No.
You know, there was a point in my life where I loved chocolates, right?
Yeah.
So my night routine was Diet Coke, okay?
Yes.
So no sugar. And a chocolate bar.
Oh, my God.
Lots of sugar.
So oxymoronic.
I know. It's but so crazy.
But you thought you were balancing it.
Yes.
Sugar and sugar.
I know.
Cut each other. Yeah.
But it catches up to you
yeah,
as you get older.
Many young people don't realize whatever they're doing right now, they're borrowing from their old age.
Yes, because you actually, to be honest, you do build those fat cells, right?
Mm.
It's what I try to explain to my son, is that, you know, you put on the weight right now, and yes, you're going to lose it, you're going to go to the gym, but you've already created these fat cells, which gets easier for you to put on weight another time.
Mm.
So they have to be really mindful of what they eat, like our kids, like, you know, in their 20s, teenagers, young kids.
I met an interesting person this last weekend. She came and she brought, have you ever seen black rice?
I've seen it, but I have never
eaten it.
No.
Okay. So she brought kheer made out of black rice. So black rice with coconut milk and maple syrup.
Okay.
It was very addictive.
Really?
I ate it. And then she talked about a water diet. Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't. What is a water diet? I'd like to know about it.
It's so interesting. And I think our listeners would be very intrigued to find out about it. She talked about not eating anything and just drinking water, unadulterated boiled water with no fragrance or no, you know.
Yeah, so no, you can't have a bubbly or anything.
No, no flavors to okay. it, just plain water. And that too, you know, ubala hua pani. So day one, she said it was okay. Day one was fine. Day two, she started having stomach cramps. And it was like, oh, what am I going to do? But you know what? She started it on the 26th of December. So these were holidays.
Okay.
Okay, so she didn't have to go anywhere. So she was with herself. And not yes. angry. Even if she was angry at her own self. So then she ate. She didn't eat anything. So second day, the stomach was like giving her a lot of problems. Third day, she had cramps like when we get a period, the cramps that you get at that wow. time. Real bad cramps. But she drank water. I said, how much water do you usually drink in a day? She said about 5, 7 to 8 glasses of water. So she was drinking 3 times the amount, okay,
okay,
of water. So her body was all full of water. So third day, I mean, it was like, why am I doing this? You know, and I'm going to get, she started getting headaches as well.
Yeah.
Fourth day, it was like, I think I'm going to quit. And so she talked to one of her kids and said, Mom, we've already done the hard days. It's going to get easier now. And so fourth day started getting better. Fifth okay. day was even better. Sixth day she had to have a goal that I have to finish this. And the seventh day I will eat something, right?
Okay.
And so she got a yam and she put a nice bow on it and put it on the kitchen table. That's what is going to be my price on the seventh day.
Okay.
And she said she did it. And prior to her starting this diet, she used to get joint pain.
Okay.
Everywhere in her body. She lost good 10 pounds and no pain. All the pain in all her body gone. And it is one of the finest water diets for people who have cancer.
Really?
Because the cancer cells, they just die because there's nothing that is replenishing them.
That's so interesting.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And she just, I mean, I just sat there listening to her and eating that black kheer. The kheer wow. was very good.
So then she stopped after this.
And seventh day, that was it.
And then that's it. She doesn't yeah, do it anymore.
She hasn't done it again. This has been now, she said, 4 months since she's done it. And she is a healthy person. Her skin glows so beautifully. I mean, I've known her for a long time. And she's got beautiful skin, glows. She walks fine. She talks fine. She's a sharp person, you know.
Wow.
She's a professor at SFU.
That's really good to know.
Isn't it?
I don't know if I can do that, though.
You know, I mean, I'm a foodie. I would never yeah, be able like, to do it.
I don't need so much food, but yes. I would want to sort of nibble on things,
yeah,
right?
Me too.
I can do it like 1 or 2 days if I have to do a colonoscopy prep or something. I can do it if it's for medical reasons.
Right. No, I don't think so. Me, not that
yeah.
regimented about anything in life, you know. But yeah. Water diet, I'm so tempted, but I was talking to my sister about this, who's done Vipassana. You know what Vipassana is, right?
No.
You go for 10 to 11 days, and it's a silent retreat. You don't talk for 10 days.
That's crazy.
So I probably would just become batty, not being able to talk. I was at an event this last weekend, and there was a microphone. I had to handle it and talk into it.
That's what you do.
That's what I do. Anyway, so we were talking about diabetes. I think diabetes could be cured by doing a water diet as well.
So just so you know, there's a diet that people... So when we talk about diabetes, a lot of the diabetes, 90% of the diabetes is type 2. So I just want to make it clear. Type 1 is a little bit different.
Right.
Right?
So type 1 is you're born with it. Type 2 is you acquire it.
Yes.
Right.
So type 2, there are people that have been very successful
right.
by doing an intermittent fast.
Right.
You heard what an intermittent fast is, right?
Yeah, you don't eat for 17 hours or 16 hours. Take one meal. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so and in that period that you're eating, you can eat whatever you want. However, of course, it has to be good food. Like you can't decide I'm going to have a pound of, you know, laddus or anything. Like you just basically you eat healthy
food. Healthy food, yeah.
Nourish yourself and then you get that break. And essentially what it does is your body goes into ketosis.
Oh,
and so
okay.
you start to break down the fat in your body.
Okay.
So it's been quite successful for people with type 2 or pre-diabetes to do the intermittent fast because it allows them to lose, you know, a little bit of weight, anywhere from 5 to 10 pounds, like over several months. And I think for a lot of people, they don't mind. Mm. Actually, I have a lot of staff. Mm. They do it because it's a trend.
Yes. I think it's a trend with the younger generation. The Y, then the Z's, and Gen Z, and all that, right?
So they come to the office, and then they wouldn't have had breakfast. Okay?
No breakfast.
And then they start at 12 o'clock.
Yeah, so their last meal is probably 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
So then till 7 o'clock, it's 12 hours, and then by the time it's 12 o'clock, it's 17 hours.
That's right.
Right.
So that's what they're doing, and that's become like kind of very trendy. So they eat for the 6 hours or whatever period.
Right.
They'll have their breakfast, lunch, and then go home, have dinner, and then
they're
done.
Yeah, that's it. Two meals.
Yeah.
3 meals ka bhi jhanjhat nahi rahega.
So, you know, it seems to be working, but I think just a reminder, and Sushma ji, maybe you can tell me, I mean, you already answered one. Mm. What are the risk factors for type 2 diabetes?
Well, you know, diabetes isn't that great a disease to get. It affects everything, your inner body, your kidneys, your liver, everything is affected by diabetes, right?
Yes, absolutely. You're so right. So we know that 30% of the strokes is the impact of diabetes. Mm. 30% is due to having diabetes.
And you get high blood pressure because you're diabetic?
If you have high blood pressure,
and then you
are at a higher risk for developing diabetes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. 40% of the heart attacks are a result of diabetes. People don't die of diabetes.
No.
They die of the complications of diabetes.
Oh, wow.
50% of the people end up with needing dialysis, so kidney failure.
Right.
And it's also responsible for 70% of all non-traumatic leg amputations.
My God, with diabetes, right?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
So when you look at it, like, the impact is huge. So we need to know that, okay, we're from a South Asian group. We're at high risk.
Yes.
You're at high risk from being an African descent as well.
Okay. Aboriginal, so we've got double in okay.
Hispanic. And then having a family member
that
has diabetes, having either high blood pressure or high cholesterol.
Right.
Because that puts you at risk. Being overweight and socioeconomic status. Because that has an impact. It's the type of foods we eat, right? Some people cannot afford to buy the fresh fruits and vegetables that they need. So those are some of the risk factors. And then if women have given birth to a child over 9 pounds, they should be cautious that, you know, they are at risk actually, because having a baby that big generally means that that woman might be prone to developing diabetes down the road.
Oh my
Just
God.
Like if they have gestational diabetes,
right?
They're at higher risk to get it down the road.
So having a big baby,
having a big baby is like a sign that the woman could be at risk.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
And yet we get so happy, right?
Yeah.
With 9.5 pound baby.
That's huge.
Yeah.
We're talking to Nafisa. Our telephone number is 604-280-1200, 604-299-8863. We're going to take a very short commercial break and come back. If anybody has any questions, if people want to find out whether you should be getting your next vaccine, short.
Absolutely.
Yeah, call Nafisa on the program and find out more about it.
Hey,
Okay, what do you think about that?
That's a beautiful song, Sushma Ji. And I heard you singing along with it. So
it's one of my most favorite songs. And when I met Mehdi Hasan Saab, it was a highlight of my day. And I have a picture with Mehdi Hasan Saab and Ghulam Ali Saab.
Oh.
Both of them standing right next to me and us in our old studio on Hastings Street. It was just nice. Amazing. It was beautiful. So, Eid is tomorrow, and we want everybody to enjoy and eat whatever they want to.
But then we have to be careful after that. And then I know Saturday, everybody will want, this coming Saturday, yes. Next Saturday,
yes.
You know, people want to indulge.
Yes, and do indulge, but, you know, thoda jagah rakh lena apne dil mein ki zyada meetha nahi khane ka.
That's right.
And zyada tala hua nahi khane ka.
Fried foods.
I understand sugar, because yes. Sugar is not good, okay? But what about fried food? What is the correlation between fried and diabetes?
It's a big correlation, because fried foods is usually saturated fats.
Okay.
So that's what accumulates in your in your system, right? In
right.
your blood vessels. And that's what can give you blood high cholesterol, which makes you at high risk for diabetes. So
right.
They're kind of very intertwined.
So whether it is meetha or it is talahua.
Yeah. So fried foods are actually really bad, because they actually clog our arteries.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you don't get diabetes from it, you know, you might get a heart attack from it and have stents and stuff put in. So fried foods, not a good idea. Lately, a lot of people use air fryers.
They do.
And actually, they work really well. I don't know if you ever tried it.
Yes, we have. And there is a place called Makmosa that you are very familiar with.
Yes.
They make samosas, and they're not fried. So when you have those samosas, you can put them in the fryer, air fryer, and they come out as if they've been deep fried.
Yeah. They taste really good. The only trick is you got to eat it like...
Right away.
Right away.
Yeah, you can't leave it.
Yeah. Then otherwise the crispiness is gone.
Gone, that's true. That's true. It's like when you zap something, it becomes very soft, and then it doesn't stay that crispy.
Yeah. So Sushmaji?
Yeah, go
since,
ahead.
Since, you know, we didn't get any audience questions, I have some questions for you.
Oh, my God. So I have to answer them?
Yes, but I think you're a smart lady.
Okay. All right. Now that you're putting pressure on me. Okay. Let me put my smart hat on.
Okay.
Shoot.
Okay. First one. Eating healthy means you can eat chocolate.
Well, if you take maybe one piece of chocolate in a week, that is not bad.
That's right.
Okay.
See, I told you you're smart lady. All foods, like we talked about, in small portions combined with, you know, a little bit of activity, can be included as part of a healthy
So I am plan. Just mouthing whatever you're telling me, okay?
So I'm not okay.
Hanji.
So healthy food means eating foods that have no flavor. Do you think that's true?
No. I don't think so. And I think you can put whatever masalas that you want to put in your, you know, food, but it has to be balanced. Agar aapne vegetables le rahe hain, to aapko thoda carb bhi lena chahiye, thoda
That's right.
protein bhi lena chahiye. Everything should be there.
Yes.
Right? So we've got a caller on the line.
All right.
And I think you can ask the rest of the questions from this caller. Spice Radio, line 4, how are you?
Very good, Sushma Ji. I have a question regarding the fast you guys said.
The water fast.
Not the water fast.
Yeah.
The intermittent fast.
Yes.
Okay. I did that one for a year.
Okay.
Like 7 to 11. And, of course, like I was feeling much more lighter and everything. But whole thing is in my blood test, my cholesterol went up.
Oh, that's interesting.
Did you change what you eat?
Then I read about it that when you're not eating then your body start to consume your own fat, and that your own fat of course comes into the blood and your cholesterol go high.
Well, part of that is true. Your liver will produce more, but It also depends during the fast what you eat. Like, you know, when you're actually eating, that the time period you're allowed to eat. A lot of people sometimes think, okay, I'm only going to eat for this many hours. So they take in foods that are a little bit higher in cholesterol, etc.
No, but see, the way I was doing it, at 11 o'clock, I was only eating, like, fruits.
Okay.
And then 1 o'clock, I used to have, like, either one roti or something like that for a carb.
Okay.
And at night, also very light meal, they say roti and dal or something like that.
And what time at night did you eat?
Like 7.
7. And after 7, you did not eat anything until 11 the next morning?
Only water.
Only water.
Only water. And then sometime in the morning, if I get up and I feel that I need to have something, then I only used to drink some coconut water.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because it looks like you did it the right way, because you're only supposed to eat in that small period. So if you would have eaten past 7, then the diet doesn't work. But it does work for quite a few people. But you brought up some good points.
So I don't know. See, the whole thing is the human body, like you can guess that this is how it's going to work. This is what is good for you. This is what's not good for you. But it's a very complicated unit God created.
Yes. 100%. It's different for everybody. It's nobody, different.
Nobody knows about it. Nobody can even tell you that what it is.
It's like having a complicated car. That's what we are.
Exactly. Yeah. So you take it back to the dealer. They say, we don't know what's wrong with it.
Thank you so much, caller.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Have a great day. Interesting that, you know, people have to go through all that and they find out, are मेरा तो कोलेस्ट्रॉल बढ़ गया अब क्या करें तो उससे पहले वो पूरा साल जो मिठाइयां नहीं खाई अब खाएं
I hope not because he did a good job and I'm sure there's other benefits he got
he did I'm sure he did
right.
I'm sure he lost a lot of weight
yeah no you do okay I only have two more questions
okay let's go
okay healthy eating means eating only fresh fruits and vegetables
no healthy eating means you can eat whatever you want to eat But in moderation, you should eat balanced diet, which should have proteins, carbs, and all that.
You're right. Again, I just want to point out that that's false in the sense that even frozen fruits and vegetables offer good nutrition. So people that cannot afford to buy fresh,
yes, can eat.
They can, these days you can even buy okra and things you know that are frozen. You can do all those things.
Okay.
Last question, true or false, unsweetened juice has sugar.
Unsweetened juice has sugar, yes.
Yes, that's right, you're correct.
Yeah.
I mean, just people get sort of fooled by that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, unsweetened.
Everything will say unsweetened or low calorie.
Which means they haven't added extra sugar.
That's
it
right.
It already has sugar.
Like you try, let's say, pineapple juice. It's actually very sweet.
Yes.
The unsweetened version is just a little bit, maybe slightly tart, but there's no sugar added. It doesn't mean there isn't any sugar.
There is sugar. I mean, even so when you eat an apple, for example, it has sugar in it.
Yes, but apple is a fruit that has high glycemic index.
Okay.
So they always say, always consume things that have high glycemic index.
Okay.
It takes your body a while. It has a lot of fiber
in it.
So the sugar gets released slowly in your body.
What about mango compared to that?
You know, mangoes, it depends. They're medium.
Yes.
The worst is the watermelons.
Watermelons.
They are very low GI index.
Oh, okay.
So when we say a low glycemic index, the sugar, like you eat it, then your blood sugar is bound to go high right away.
Okay.
Like, whereas, you know, if we have to give advice to have a piece of fruit, we would always say have
apple.
It's easier. And then if someone has like a reaction or like, you know, they need a little bit more and they're taking insulin, we'll tell them, you know, take an apple, cut it, put some peanut butter on it, have it before you go to sleep.
Really?
Because then you're taking a little bit of protein, right? Peanut butter is protein.
Protein, okay.
So then it gets digested through, like, slower.
Right.
And their sugars don't dip. Okay. So those are some of the things, you know, people that are on insulin, that's right. What we tell them to do during the night.
Sare ho gaye sawal tumhare?
Yes, okay. You passed. I give you 100%.
I love that. I still am a student that is that gets excited about getting her results. You know, my parents told me that if I did not pass any of my exams, they would get me married right away. So I would study really hard and pass. So I do good when I'm threatened.
Sushma ji, You try threatening these days, kids.
Hmm. Are you kidding?
Cannot do it.
You can do it. The kids today are not the kids that we were.
No, absolutely not.
We were very good kids. But ask our parents. As always, Nafisa, thank you so much. Look, the time is already 3 o'clock.
And Sushma ji, is one more thing. There's an event, Pankochor event, on May 31st.
May 31st, okay. If
we can talk about it in May, but... Yes. I encourage people to go on the Diabetes Canada website, Pankochor.
Yeah, Pankochor, okay.
And what it is it's a fashion show.
Oh, okay.
Of women and men that have, you know, either a pump or a sensor.
Okay.
So how do they live every day with wearing these things?
Oh, isn't that amazing? Okay.
Yeah, so it's to sort of get rid of the bias, the stigma associated with having diabetes.